At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Noel. Thank you for having me.
Well, you can breathe a sigh of relief. The sun's out. There's no rain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. I kind of wish for this. I said, I hope we can kind of activate for a non-event kind of thing. It would be good for us. So.
Yeah, last night was a little interesting, though.
Back.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say last night was a little interesting. They had some loud booms, a lot of lightning. Not as much rain as I think we expected, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. No, last night I was getting concerned. I said, if it's like this, but it dissipated and we didn't have any flooding. So, yeah, no, last night I thought, uh-oh, here we go, you know. But luckily it stopped and it didn't continue through today, so... but it's good in terms of preparedness and in terms of the emergency management side and activating our teams. I think it's good for us to kind of go through this. We are in the midst of hurricane season too. So, and we always want to be over prepared, and it doesn't mean that you have to match the threat that you have with, engage at that level. And that's what we do. And if it ends up not being as bad as it could be, then we're fortunate.
What are the projections for the rest of the weekend? Have that changed? I went on air at 10 o'clock, and these things change so quick.
Yeah, so I think, possible rain through the weekend, but then I think if the rain stops, it's going to get high heat next week. So we'll be dealing with some high-temperature weather next week, Monday, Tuesday time frame is what I'm hearing.
So this actually is almost like a tabletop exercise, which is good. Anything revealed itself that caused you any concern?
Our team has had to respond to so many emergencies in our term of office that we have really gotten into really discussing like what worked well, what didn't work well. And this, I will tell you, this was a strange one for us. It felt strange, not because normally if there's a storm coming, a hurricane coming, we're all familiar with what we do. We send our employees home to kind of prep their houses, get their family out of town. We're all kind of set to it. And this was a strange one because we went to work today. We didn't cancel anything. We had summer camps going on. Everybody kept with the meetings. But we also partially activated our emergency operations center. So it felt weird for that reason, and it was kind of a little confusing for that reason because it wasn't our normal battle rhythm. As Joe Valiente would say, it's like we have a battle with them, and this was different. And then when you really thought about it, it's like, well, yeah, because some half of us or more than half of us are just engaging in regular services in government, which we wouldn't be doing if we were in the cone of a hurricane. And then another portion of us were essential duty or are prepared if we have flooded roads. We wouldn't have been like that if it was a high wind event. I think we would have been much more, you know, trying to get people out of shelters and, you know, but it being a rain event and a flood event, it presented differently to us. So I think we learned that, you know, if you go to these conferences and you're in the emergency management world, what they'll tell you is the weather events coming are going to produce a lot more rain. And so this was a time where we kind of activated without a hurricane. We didn't think this was going to be a hurricane. This was didn't even make it tropical storm status. And I told our team, I think you're going to see this more and more now, and a partial activation for perhaps a non-hurricane event. And we need to learn how to dial it to different degrees of engagement and activation. And I think we've certainly learned that. And we'd rather always over-prepare, and then we can dial back when the threat kind of subsides a little bit.
You guys have obviously been tried and tested. I noticed here over the past year or so, you've been an invited speaker to a number of emergency management conventions and otherwise. Something you enjoy?
I really do enjoy it because I think as an elected official, just, you know, unfortunately, in my term of office, I've had to respond to so many different kind of events, right? So, of course, we have the hurricanes and the storms, but then, you know, we started my term of office with COVID, so that was a medical event. Then we've had, you know, tornadoes that were kind of unprecedented for us. Then we've had drought that we, you know, like in 2023, we had 41 days of record-breaking heat. Then we had the broken water line that came from drought. We had to shut off water to over 100,000 people. And then we've had, you know, the snow event, which is an emergency for us, and saltwater intrusion, which is a different kind of emergency. So I think, you know, in terms of other elected officials around the country, unfortunately for us in this area, we have had to respond to a lot of different kind of emergencies. And I think that's how I've become very passionate about it and enjoy speaking about it. And then I'm glad that I am able to be a local voice for the FEMA Review Council, or I'm really fortunate. I was talking to Tommy earlier today. I'm fortunate to still be in office when I've been able to respond to the events with our team, but I'm also able to give input as to how we can make it better. And for a short term of office, you know, I've only been in office, 5-6 years in this role. What an incredible opportunity in that short period of time to experience it, go through a disaster, but also it become a national conversation on how we can do it better and be able to have a voice on that, in that kind of forum. That's been very enjoyable for me.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
There's been some conversation at the national level to try, the fairest way to describe it may be to re-engineer FEMA. Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm part of the National Association of Counties, and we assembled a task force of emergency and elected officials throughout the country, and we were trying to get this on people's radar last fall. And we were on the team. I'm a co-chair of this committee, and we said, well, whether if Biden wins or if Trump went President Trump or, you know, then President Biden wins, we need to get in front of some people. We need to get in front of certain congressional members and try to get this to be a top issue for us. We thought that was going to be the fight. And then lo and behold, it ends up being, because President Trump says he wants to revamp FEMA, that ended up being something that we kind of wish for. So it is part of the national conversation. And I think everybody can agree it can be done better. But that's where you get into the real debates on what role does the federal government have? What role does the states have? And then for locals, you know, we want an even larger role, especially in the recovery or the mitigation side. And I think there's been a lot of really interesting conversations around that. But I think a lot of it is centering around pushing more of the responsibility to the states and decentralizing that emergency response role, and especially on the recovery side, I would say, to the states. I think it can be done faster. I probably would say it could be done cheaper as well. And then if it comes to our state, I would say, can we take a shot at it at Jefferson Parish, because we have the capacity and we have the team to do it, and the state could focus a lot of their other resources on other parishes that may be smaller and not have the staff that we have. So I think there's a lot of really good conversations going on. The former FEMA administrator explained that, and it's really true, FEMA has started out with one role but has really taken on, it's been a little bit of a mission creep, right? It's just really taken on a lot more things that maybe it shouldn't, and that makes the whole agency as a whole less efficient, more bureaucratic. I think we have to ask ourselves, what do we expect from a federal response for these things? A lot of more billion-dollar events have happened in the past, decade. And I think there's talk about, the funding piece and the matching and just putting more of the responsibility on the states and the local government. So a lot of conversations regarding what it would look like.
For the general public, I think a lot of folks don't really recognize the extent that FEMA is really a part-time agency, right?
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean by that, part-time?
Well, I mean, most of the assets that they bring up are assets from other areas of government, whether it be state, local, or federal government. You know, in the response world, it's not actual active employees of FEMA.
And I think you're right. I think FEMA's gotten to be known as this, like, you're going to fix us when it comes to, if we've had a bad disaster, where's FEMA? And you're right. And a lot of the applications cross maybe, 20, 30 different federal agencies, right? And that's part of the difficulty is all the applications don't match, and it's very confusing. And then FEMA's abiding by executive orders that we don't really do on a regular day when it's not a disaster time. So, I mean, I think those are a lot of the conversations that they're having. And, one of my colleagues suggested maybe it's less programs that are better funded, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's so many different kind of programs that they run. Maybe it's better to do a really good job on fewer programs and kind of, realign it. But it's going to take a long time to do, and you're dealing with big federal bureaucracy. But I think we could start and we could try some things, and they're saying, and I don't know to the extent, this is happening, but I saw some initial reports with Texas. They were going to try to get money quicker to Texas and not follow the traditional the traditional recovery routes. I don't know. I haven't followed up on that to see if that was happening. But I think that is generally the opinion, is that if you can put the resources closer to the disaster, we might be able to get it done with less bureaucracy and a little bit faster and even cheaper as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was always frustrated. You know, Katrina was a great example as to how long it took for us to be able to close out on our books, you know, the FEMA assistance. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were always way ahead of FEMA, and I think y'all are in the same boat. Y'all are always way ahead of FEMA, waiting. It's kind of frustrating, right?
Right. Very frustrating. I mean, you're carrying these things on your books for years, and our staff will tell us, maybe somebody will, a staffer will leave at the federal level, and you're basically starting all over, because a lot of it's done email, you know, so it's like you're basically starting all over. It's almost like, it sounds like, and I'm not in the detail of it like they are, actually filling out these grant applications, but it sounds like it's done in the most bureaucratic way possible, in the most inefficient way possible, and you don't have anybody disagreeing with that. It's just, how do you unravel it? Because it's executive orders, and it's a lot of agency rules and regulations, and then you have the state, and then you have ours, you know, local, and it's you're dealing with, you know, multiple agencies across varying levels of government, and then nonprofits have put applications in as well. So it goes beyond just government. And I would think, Newell, the response that you had, I mean, we're going back, you know, Katrina. And you and I need to sit down privately, and we need to talk about what your experience was with my dad, you know, in that world. Now that I'm in emergency management, I'm really curious as to what y'all were working on. I don't have him to ask, you know, so I'm going to have to ask you about what I can't imagine the changes that have been done there, but really how much was relying on the local government to do all that response, you know?
I have mixed emotions. About this reengineering thing. I think it needs to be done, but I do believe that they're trying to minimize the spend.
Right.
Some areas are going to be in a better position to be able to afford it than others. It's not a one size fit all solution, and it never will be. And, you know, I know there's an attempt to try and make it, but that's not going to work.
They're definitely trying to minimize the spend. We've had more billion-dollar disaster events, and there we have hundreds of, you know, events outstanding. So they're definitely trying to get out of that game, I would say, to an extent. I will say that when I get in the room with those folks, I kind of have to agree with them, but we're in a good position in Jefferson Parish, that the federal government is not supposed to pull out, you know, help a community that hasn't kept up with their own burden at the local level, you know.
That's correct.
And I agree with that. And luckily, you know, in Jefferson Parish, I believe in that. You know, we had a very aging water and sewer system, and, you know, I went to the council and said we need to raise our fees. And look, every January, I talk about April when the fees go up, people don't like us and we take the criticism, but we're serving a bigger role of like, well, we got to bring you, you know, we're an old system. Things are going to start breaking. We want to fix it before it breaks. And, you know, I believe in this. So it's easy for me to be in the room with those folks because I can say, yeah, well, we're keeping up with it in Jefferson, you know. But they will say, like, why is it the federal government's response to keep up with aging infrastructure? And we're tasked with that. Or, you know, why one person said, why do I have to, you know, why does FEMA have to replace the electrical grid in Puerto Rico? Why is that a FEMA thing? And you kind of have to agree with them. You want us to be disaster response in FEMA? Okay, but then a lot of other things are falling on FEMA's shoulders to do. And so really kind of a lot of those real soul-searching kind of conversations in that world are happening, which are incredible to be part of. And I wouldn't have thought of it that way until I get into a room with somebody who worked at FEMA, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of agree with them. Even though I'm from the local level, we have our responsibility to do. We have responsibility to keep up with our zoning codes, make sure our building, you know, and our state's in a really good shape with that, that we're building in a strong way. That's not really the federal government's role. That's our role. So I kind of agree with that. But again, we put ourselves in a good position to be part of that conversation, right? So.
No doubt. Well, thank you. So I didn't mean to pivot
thank
on
you.
That conversation, no. But I'm looking at the sun and the street's dry.
I'm glad we could pivot. That means you're not talking to me about flooded roads and, you know, cars stalled. So,
I knew you could handle it. Cynthia Lee Shank, yeah. President of Jefferson
thank
Parish,
you.
Thank you so much and have a great
thank
weekend.
Thank you. Thanks.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.